Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And you are now watching
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Now, welcome back, everybody, where we're keeping you fresh in the world of mess.
And helping us feel better together because Lord knows we need it.
How you doing today, friend? How's your week been?
It's been a good week. I really don't have any complaints. I'm finally taking some time off, getting some well-needed rest. So everything's pretty much been the same since last week. I'm going to just try to find something to do while I'm off. I wanted to come home, but that's a 10-hour drive and like a lot. It was just a lot of different factors. So I'm like, I'll just chill here. It's plenty to do here.
That's understandable too.
So
if you had more time off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the way our time accrues, like I'll have time. I'll be good. So yeah, that's pretty much my week in a nutshell. What about you, friend?
My week has also been pretty good. You want to know something, friend? The older I get, the more a bitch has become accustomed to taking a good nap. Do you hear me?
Love a good nap.
Love a nap. Love a little midday snooze. I be having to set alarms because I be getting carried away like today. Because I really felt like I could have done more today. I had a little bit more on my task list for today. But I was like, bitch, I'm finna go take a nap. I'm elderly. And that I did. And it was beautiful.
Also, something about midday naps that hit different. I took a nap earlier and then I was like, oh shit, let me. Mm-hmm. Which I mean, I don't have anything to do, but yeah, I don't know if it's just the sun being out that makes it different. Something makes
it
different.
The sun. And I'll be sleeping right up under it too. Window wide open with the sun beaming in.
Thank you,
Jesus. And I also did get outside a little bit today. After I went to the movies, I went and seen Minecraft. It was good. It was fun. A little bit more childish than I thought it would be with Jack Black being in the movie, but it was still a good time. TV, I ain't really been watching nothing. I did get caught up on 9-1-1 because I had been slipping a little bit. And let me tell you something. To the creators of 9-1-1, Fox, 9-1-1 done switched from Fox to ABC. Can somebody please tell me why they still trying to kill Chimney? They're in their 8th or 9th season, and they done tried to kill this nigga since season 1. This nigga done almost died. Like, actually, he got in a car wreck, a fucking pole went through his head first season. Some other shit happened with a stalker. The nigga got stabbed. Went through his head.
Jesus.
I don't know how the hell he survived. You know, TV magic.
For sure.
He was trying to save his girlfriend, got stabbed next season. So most shit didn't happen, but it's been like stabbed and left for dead, if I'm not mistaken. He was either stabbed or shot. I can't remember. It was a while ago. But anywho, what I'm trying to say is Chimney is like the only Asian character. I don't know if this is some sort of Asian hate that's happening within like the writer circle. Terrible shit happens to all the characters. They've all been near death, but I feel like it's happened to him more. And this week, this nigga then got in a lab, something like a CDC type lab, where they got the virus that's Ebola's cousin, but a little bit worse. And this nigga then started bleeding out the nose. Then the episode went off. I'm like, okay. Here we
just
go.
Kill just kill him. Just kill him.
Just
damn.
Just kill him if this is what you want. I'm tired of this. Matter of fact, I'm finna stop watching. I watch for the characters that's there now. And y'all be stressing me out. Every time some shit like this happen, I be stressed out. And I don't know about y'all, but I be getting emotionally attached to these characters. So when somebody die, have you ever watched Nashville?
I hadn't watched Nashville, but what you just said made me think about Grey's Anatomy. And Grey's Anatomy is super bad about doing that shit, too. I seen the funniest TikTok somebody said. Actually, it was a comment. Because you know how they be sharing like the like clips from the shows and stuff like that. Like you see them, but somebody was like, this the only hospital where the doctors die more than the patients do. True. Like, yeah, that absolutely checks out. But what about, I've heard of Nashville, I think.
It was kind of like a country music empire. I don't know if they came out around the same time or which one was first, but it's that same sort of story, but the stories are more realistic in Nashville. But after like 5 or 6 years, the main character, Raina, which I would equate her to probably like Reba McEntire in the show, she like got in a car wreck and died, and it was just so unexpected. And country music is also sad as fuck. So when she died and they started playing that country music, I ain't seen one episode since. I cut that shit off and I have not seen not a single episode. I would love to finish. I think they had like 2 more seasons, but
you damn sure did that with Pose. You was like, you know what? Actually, I don't ever want to watch this again.
I'm not finna do this. I watch TV to get away from all this shit, and y'all be trying to make people cry all the time. I get it. Great storytelling. At a certain point, it just ain't for me. Especially people I've been loved and got attached to just start passing away. Another thing is, I feel like I kind of knew what was happening going into Pose, though. So I was somewhat expecting terrible shit to be happening. But I ain't expect to like the characters as much, I would say that.
They did a phenomenal writing with that show.
They did great with Pose.
I knew it was going to be somebody, and I think I told you this before it happened. I was like, it's got to be Prey,
mm-hmm.
or like Angel. It's got to be like a main character. Mm-hmm. Because while I consider Candy a main character, I mean, she was a main character. She wasn't like one of the mains.
That one was so tragic.
Unfortunately, that is a true representation of life. I think we've done at least 2 or 3 episodes where we talked about a trans girl getting killed. So,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, we know it's more true than it's not.
That one specifically is still very, very relevant today. And that was back in what, the 80s?
The 80s. Late 80s, early 90s.
Which is crazy. That's pretty much been my week in a nutshell. Yeah, when it comes to music, I ain't got nothing new with music, especially after Sunday. ever since Sunday happened, bitch has been 100% Megan again. I'm sorry, I'm a fiend, I'm a crackhead, but it gives me what I need.
The music is good.
It is. It gives me what I need, and after that performance, it's given me a boost of what I need. I don't know if y'all saw it, but it was amazing.
Let's just get into it. Let's dive right in the top show. Go ahead, friend.
So, first I want to say, Megan to me is like the rap. I want to say like the rap Beyonce. I don't want to be doing too much, but she performs at like that level to me as a rap. The only rap girl I feel like that performs at that level. Give me a little bit of Cardi B too, because Cardi B be putting on the show. She just ain't been out there for real. When she came out to Ungrateful, I was like, okay, you better be starting out the show with a statement, because, and not only starting it off with a statement, the look, the walk, the dancers, everything. She had a few technical issues coming out that mouth, but she came out of there holding her mic and still killed that shit with Bigfoot in the background. Like, and what? she did so good. I almost forgot. Let me not get into the fact that Queen Latifah came out there, which was the most unexpected,
yes,
like, person on her set to me, just because it's two completely different worlds. But I also think that's what I appreciated about it a lot.
I mean,
it is,
but is it because, like, the song that she was rapping to is it's like a Megan sampled that song from her song. So that's mm-hmm. why she was on the song. Megan sampled, what was the name of that song? I think it was Don't Name Calling lie. When Queen Latifah dissed Foxy Brown and ate Foxy up too.
Now, what Queen Latifah dissing Foxy Brown for? Now, that is an unexpected beef for me.
Child, that's some of that old 90s beef. Right. Yeah, they just, I can't remember full detail because that was many moons ago, but that, I mean, I was too young to know about it, but I just remember it, and then I remember it coming up some years later. But if you go back and listen to Name Calling, you'll see that's where Megan sampled her song from, which is why she brought Queen out, because that was Queen's verse from her song. And then Megan, so like, anyways, I was
she
like,
she did a diss verse.
Yeah, listen, you need to listen to Name Calling. People think it's just you and ITY. It ain't. Listen, Queen be rapping her ass off. And she ate Foxy ass up. She ate Foxy up real bad. I was like, Foxy held her. It was a good, but also this is back when niggas used to actually rap and could actually rap. So like it was entertaining as hell. But yeah, that's why she brought Queen out, because she sampled her song in the diss track. Loved it.
You see a bunch of like discourse, like why she up there rapping Unity beside Megan, and Megan ain't got no clothes on. I feel like that's the whole meaning of the whole thing.
Like, no literally.
Matter, no matter the type of rapper, no matter the type of person, you can do what you do, I do what I do. We don't have to hate
you
each other.
And
we
can still exist in the same space. Call you it a bitch or a hoe. Like, niggas don't listen
to
lyrics.
That's what it is.
I ain't said this in a long time, so I'm happy I get to say it. Niggas don't read. Y'all don't read. Y'all don't comprehend none of the above.
Right. You think because Queen Latifah is who she is, she just can't possibly be okay with someone like Megan being who she is.
And she loves
but
Megan.
Nobody cares but you, sir. Go sit down. The next feature was the beautiful, talented Victoria Monet, who just popped up out the floor. At first, the camera panned by. I was like, was that Victoria that just popped up out the floor? I wasn't sure. When they went back, I was like, okay, this is about to get interesting. And interesting it did get real quick. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I was like, okay, let me send this to my friend. I think she would like this a whole lot. It was beautiful.
Oh, so gay. I said, look at Megan being the top she is.
She gives real top energy. It's real top energy.
Oh, y'all saw the strawberry on my thong.
What about strawberries on the thong?
I said strawberries on my thong. I said, sorry, y'all saw the strawberry on my tongue. That is not what Child, I don't need to get any riled up than I have been this week. This week has been a hoochie coochie in the words of Sexy Red. Hoochie coochie.
Oh, another, let me just say this. I am so super, interrupting my last subject. I'll be all over the place sometimes. I'm super duper proud of my friends. So I'm super duper proud of you. And I told you why earlier. Or yeah, one of them days we talk, child. I don't know. But I'm super proud of you. And you know why. I'm also super proud of my other friend, Corey. May also know him as Renegade. That's like his professional wrestling name. But he actually signed to Now That's TV to do a Monday night. I think it's called Monday Night Riot on Now That's Live.
Love that.
They've done it. Yeah. They've done it twice now. I think it's every other Monday. So it won't be this upcoming Monday, but the next Monday. What date is that?
Shout out to Corey. Bum, bum, bum. Right. Love
and
that.
And he's literally been doing like that wrestling his whole life. So that's like a dream for him. Great at it. Great at finding the people to do it. Wrestling is funny as fuck when you look at it as an adult. It is funny.
It's entertaining.
As shit.
It's entertaining.
Yes. I also went to like a couple of wrestling shows he did. They're also super funny. And super entertaining in general, because the crowd, especially if it's kids in the crowd, they be getting they get real into it. But I'm proud of y'all. So shout out to my friends, just being awesome people.
Thank you.
And what was the last part I was gonna say? Sierra came out on stage and tore it up.
The fuck?
just like Sierra, and Sierra done got big. It's like, I don't remember Sierra ever having this much ass.
Shout out to Russell Wilson. That.
Jeez. And when they got in that formation to do the Sierra goodies dance, and you could hear the crowd and the energy, I was like, okay.
The original knees. That's we talk about Megan with the knees. Megan with the knees got the knees because of Sierra with the knee.
I'm going to say it's 10 out of 10. I'm also wholly biased. I can admit that. I didn't realize at the very end of the performance, they like cut her mic and music off. And I ain't realized that until I saw it, like clips of people in the audience. Like they couldn't hear nothing she was saying, but we could on the live. I was like, God damn. They really cut her shit all the way off. This bitch, get off the stage.
Somebody. This, y'all, that sent me so bad. Somebody said it was Nicki Minaj in the back chewing on the wire.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That sent me out when I saw somebody had put that on a TikTok. That shit got like over 100,000 likes. I was so tickled. Anything. Shout out to the trolling, okay? Because when the Bigfoots came out, loved it. Yes. I want this to be a sign to all the people who think you have to be an asshole. That mean girl shit or that meme mentality and just being a shitty person, it doesn't pay off in the long run. And you will eventually expose yourself. And y'all, why was they talking about the people in attendance at Coachella? They said y'all was musty. Listen.
I know y'all was.
In the desert. Y'all in the desert. That lemon squeeze juice that you putting up under your armpits ain't gonna work out there. That coconut that oil and lemon.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta put a little cancer under your armpits. Cause y'all be in there smelling insane.
What did you just say?
They gotta put a little cancer, that aluminum in there. Just put a little cancer. Y'all put everything. Listen, all I could think to myself is, so y'all ain't got on no deodorant because you're trying to be health conscious, but you full of Ozempic and Botox. This is the same shit I was saying about them damn vaccines. Y'all don't want to take the vaccine because you're afraid of what's in it, but then you'll eat McDonald's every day or Taco Bell or whatever. Or
anything.
Pop anything. Molly or do what's the new one, Tootsie? Y'all on fentanyl, but you scared of a vaccine?
Yeah. So autism was here way before vaccines.
Well, and there's that.
There's only more because you know what to look for now.
Like,
just said people were crazy or something else beforehand. Now we know what's happening. That's why there's so many people.
Put a little cancer under your arm, baby. Don't be in there walking around smelling like a Whopper Jr. Everybody in there got their hands and stuff up, smelling like red onions. Last week, that crowd was stinking. I know, week before last. Whatever week it was, you had red potato bussy. Now you in here with onion armpits. Baby, y'all making a garden of mess. Something else that reminded me that I wanted to holler about on Top Shelf, which I found funny, was China airing everybody out. China said, hey, girl, we manufacture this shit for pennies on a dollar, and then we just send it to the other countries, and they slap a tag on it and say it's $30,000. I said, well.
And y'all buy it.
And
yeah. And once you open that door, you can't close it back.
Right.
The door has been opened.
And here's the thing. Here's my thoughts, rather. When it comes to making things have an impact culturally, it's always been Black people. Black people don't need to have name brand shit to make shit cool. Like, it's just something about the swagger that we possess naturally that can make the lamest of shit cool. But somewhere in this, we started idolizing brand name shit, and now we're picking cotton, just not the same way anymore. Still enslaved, still bound, just a different way of doing it. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that China aired out America and all these other countries. Also, China, I'm still side-eyeing you too, bitch, because I know you stole a lot of shit from Africa as well. Because the Africans got in the chat and was like, hold up, China, and spoke day two cent too. So, like, China, girl, I know what time you be on too.
It's but really yeah, neat I thought to that see was this hilarious. Play out in real time. Yeah, but they coming over there airing out everything from the smallest of shit to the largest of shit. You know airing these combs, out. These little the little hair scrunchy things you make that you pay $7-$8 for. How much it costs? 50 cent.
Air mouth
to make these. But I also saw where they pulled back. Like, first you want to slap all of this stuff on China, then you pull it back. Well, everything except for electronics, like computers, tablets, and phones, and those types of things. Like, just let it go. You lost this one. Just let it. You lost just this one. Let it go.
You lost. You've already this one done real enough. Bad. Real bad. Yeah.
You've done enough, sir.
Fair trade is going to be a real sick game when these other countries start leaning on each other and pulling away from America. But this is what y'all wanted. I'm not going to talk about this shit anymore because whatever, girl. But yeah, this is what y'all wanted. Make America great again, right?
Right.
Cheers.
Making something.
I do want to say this, and this is more akin to me because y'all know I love the WNBA. But shout out to the WNBA draft. Shout out to Paige Buckers for getting drafted to the Dallas Wings here in Texas. Definitely okay. Going to make my way up the road to watch a couple of games. They got a stack this year. So I'm excited. I am very excited. and shout out to not one single team drafting Sedona Prince. For those who do know and those who don't know, Sedona Prince was basically involved with, like, I call her the white stud Chris Brown, okay? Because she was involved in, like, four domestic violence disputes against girlfriends. She ain't apologized for shit. Matter of fact, not only did she not apologize, she was super lackadaisical about it. She quite genuinely didn't give a fuck. And not only did they not draft her, but they called her T out on TV, which was insane. They was like, and unsurprising, the commentator was Eddie Boots. He was like, unsurprisingly, Sedona Prince did not get drafted. She's been involved with several alleged domestic violence disputes as well as several injuries, and she's getting a bit older. And to the break, I was like, oh my God.
That's insane. Not her getting drafted, it sounded like that was expected. The fact that you out here beating on bitches and not apologizing, I'll do it again. It's pretty much what it's given. You giving that old domestic violence from back in the day. I hope that gets better for you.
So, like, most of the bitches you date are dramatically smaller than you. I mean, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. And I know a lot of people don't like this either, but this is the reality of it. Overseas doesn't give a fuck nearly as much as America does. She's just going to go overseas and play. China or somebody, one of those European countries will grab her. But yeah, they said not over here. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. For sure.
Because I know they be taking players. I don't want to say players that are not as talented, because I feel like these people are really talented. They just take players that seem to get left out of the American way. But when it comes to stuff like domestic violence or just some of those like ideals in general, it seems like everybody's becoming a little bit more like conscious and aware, like, okay, this stuff shouldn't be happening.
Yeah,
it feels like that's happening worldwide. I could be wrong, except for whatever happened here in America. But I don't know. We'll see.
Like I said, I mean, we've talked about
this. There be beating up on them Chinese women either.
We talked about this a couple of in the last couple of episodes. It seems to be on theme with the whole domestic violence and all this other shit. But like, are people just not coming back humbly? Again, talked about Jonathan Majors, Candace Owens, and somebody else. But like, when you do terrible shit, You got to ease your way back into society. You got to make people want to root for you again. You got to make people want to trust you again. You actually, honestly, simply put, you have to show people that you've actually changed and you genuinely regret what you did and you understand what you did and you want
to understand what you did.
Yeah. And that you want to never do it again. And you know its impact. So you want to be above that. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. And then you earn that back. So just to be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, all right, girl, well, you played in your own face.
You sure did. You played in her face and now you playing in your own face.
Somebody said, imagine being 6'7" and you in the office filing paperwork.
First of all, y'all ain't gonna talk about me like that.
I was just gonna say that was so rude. I was like, all tall people ain't gotta play sports. Last thing that we have is just, so it's a shout out. I think I'm gonna call this segment shout out and shut the fuck up. So shout out to South of Midnight. What a visually stunning game. Mm-hmm. It is so beautiful. The story, I've been watching because y'all know, well, Atticus knows, I like to watch the stories. I don't really play video games like that. Just because I don't need anything else to consume my time. But I love watching the gameplay, so I like watching the story. So soon as, what's his name? I think it's MK Ice, and it's another dude. It's them two, and I, like, soon as, because the company send them the games early. So, like, as soon as they finish playing, they, like, post it as soon as the game comes out. But, like, I go watch when they finish, and I watch the stories, because them stories be good as hell. Them video game writers be writing. Mm-hmm. But it's extremely black. It is extremely black.
So many references.
So many black references. The ancestors guiding her, just chef's kiss.
And the thing, another thing I'd like to say, not only is this a black game, the story's black, the characters are black, it's a black game. Nothing in this game that I've seen so far looks or feels forced. From the way they talk, it sounds like you're just talking to somebody in your family. Like, nothing sounds like, it don't sound like a Popeye's chicken commercial. You get what I'm saying? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know how it can sound forced, especially in games where black people aren't the center. When black people come around,
come on down, get some Miss Lewis out of chicken. Call them niggas at Popeye's.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. And especially in games or in situations where black people aren't the center, when the black character comes in, they'll be doing some shit like that, like the Popeye's chicken commercial nigga stuff. So everything in here sounds super natural. And I'm like, okay, this is beautiful.
My favorite insane depiction of blackness will always, 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 always be it. First of all, any anime is like second to this. Because them old animes, like, Transylvania is the only one that's got it right. Mm-hmm. Like, they black characters looked amazing.
They do.
But second to anime is the OG Power Rangers with Zack. Every single time he morphed, it's morphing time. I was like, does this nigga have to dance every single time? It was so embarrassing.
They were so racist. There was so much racism there.
Friend, and the we colors, know
it. We was just eating it up. Yes.
The Asian girl was yellow.
Yes.
The black one was black. I was like,
Indian man was red. They were terrible. They were terrible.
How did we let this go?
We didn't even see it. And our parents let us watch it. They was playing right in our face.
They didn't. Listen, played in our face so many times. But that he is always like the funniest representation of like terrible how white people see blackness. So not as blackness as it exists. So what Atticus is talking about is like this video game is blackness as it exists. Blackness as it is. Not
you said that perfectly.
A portrayal of what people think blackness is.
Thank you.
Because people
that is
think
exactly what I was trying to
blackness
say.
Is like, we talked about this episode before last episode, one of the two. I'm always referencing past episodes, but a lot of this stuff ties in. We were talking about how so many people in society think that like all black people are drug dealers, hoodlums, and stuff like that. Now, I know plenty of drug dealers. I was raised on one side of my family is from the bottom, and the other side of my family is from Lakeview. So, like, I am fully aware. Like, I've seen it. I grew up in the hood, no matter how you flip that coin. But, like,
we know hoodlums.
We know hoodlums, but, like, the majority of people that I saw were hardworking.
Like, had jobs.
80%. I'm talking 80. Like, y'all talking about
two jobs.
Busting ass, like y'all talking about
sold Avon,
friend. Now you said something that my mom was talking about that the other day, friend. I hope you think I should sell Mary Kay, mama. To Avon, sell Mary. Listen, that is some real black shit right there. You know, because we all know somebody that sold Mary Kay or Avon. They get that perfume, and it was a very specific perfume. You knew it as soon as you smelled it.
You sure do. They had some good products, I ain't gonna lie. They did.
Mm-hmm. They did. But, yeah, it doesn't feel like this portrayal of blackness. But, no, what I was saying is like, we know that at least 80 to 90% of our people work hard versus this 10 to 20% that you see up front. And this 10 to 20%, let's be realistic, only exists because one, Ronald Reagan put crack in the hood. Two, you told us that there was nothing we could ever be other than an athlete or a rapper or a drug dealer. Like the moment a black person is a scholar of any sorts, oh, DEI is just a new word for nigga.
It is.
At first, it's so it was annoying. First it was a what was it? It was something that they had back when like Black Lives Matter originated. There was a term, and then it was woke, and now it's DEI. But it's we've seen a couple of different iterations of essentially y'all just saying nigga. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I have loved. Not I shouldn't say I love. Because it's sad because everybody from other races doesn't feel like this, but the other races that aren't black, this is why when I say people of color, POC, that is inclusive. And when I'm talking about black people, I'm specifically talking about black people. I do not integrate the two because there's plenty of people of color and black people who do not fuck with each other.
That's true.
But to see people of color rage against black people as if DEI doesn't directly affect them too is crazy. It's crazy. Like, do you understand what the title diversity?
They don't.
Niggas don't read.
You've been brainwashed. You don't. You think it's this. Nope, we gotta move on.
Anyways, I say all that to say this video game is a beauty. The story is beautiful. I'm enjoying it so far. It's a long story too. I think it's like 8 hours in length, and I'm like a quarter, maybe a third of the way through. But it's just, and it's beautiful.
Them video game writers be writing.
They be writing.
I'm like, they y'all need writing. To have just the animation team and create series or movies for Netflix or whoever.
That's what I love about what's that show we were talking about one time? Death, Love, and Robots. Fucking first of all, that animation is insane.
It is.
That shit looks real.
It does.
And the writing, phenomenal. And they're short. I love a good short. I love a good short.
True.
But yeah, shout out to the gamers and the creators and the people who have enjoyed it. And shut the hell up to those who haven't, because it's probably not for you in the first fucking place.
It's not for you.
And here's
I'm sick of y'all.
It doesn't musty. Always have to be for you.
It doesn't. I'm sick of y'all. You musty. We create there. First of all, everything throughout life, all of our life, is white centered. All of our video games have been white people. All of our TV shows have been white people. All of our heroes have been white people. Everything has been about white people. Just understand that first. Whenever especially lately, someone introduces anything that's different, you introduce a character that's a woman, someone that's off-white. They ain't even got to be black.
Right.
I don't want them. Everything is getting so woke. You don't want them in your show. Somebody's gay, black, woman, anything other than white. White and straight. You don't want it in your show. Fine. We create our own shit. It's not for you. Obviously, you've told us 100%, 100,000 times, you don't want us or anything different in your stuff. So we take it out of your stuff, create our own. Now you over here bothering people. Go sit down somewhere and put on some deodorant.
Watch your musty legs. Self.
You've been sitting in that basement.
Like corn chips and assholes.
Right. Spread your legs and it smelled like death. What old people say? Ooh. Death turnover?
That,
I don't know what that means.
I just imagine that, just that, ooh, that,
yeah.
Sit down, at, ooh, I know it smells
sit
Civil War-ish.
Walk by.
Smell.
Dusted.
Ooh.
Have you ever smelled something so stinking that you just want to cry? Like, there's literally nothing else you can do except, like.
So. It don't make me want to cry. I think my emotions go opposite. So certain, I'm a crybaby. Atticus knows this. I'm a crybaby. Maybe to my own detriment. Like people like me, they're like, oh, you sound like baby. That actually means I'm crazy because I feel everything all the time. So that means my emotions ain't regulated, bitch. Go play where it's safe. But like shit like that, I turn the exact opposite. I get angry. I get mad. I get so mad. I'm like, why are you out here like this?
Other than you being homeless, what is the reason for you?
Why are you out here in your nuts or cooch? Whatever you got going on down there. Why does it smell like the thought of sit down air pisses me off in general? Because what's happening to where if you sit down in jeans, I get a waft.
It's going like to
waft up. Like, what's happening?
It's a lot going on. A lot of not washing with soap going
Drink
on.
Drink some water.
Right. That should be making me feel unsafe. Like, in a, I'm not
biochemical,
lying.
Bitch. Is that a hazard?
It makes you feel unsafe in, like, a disease type of way. Like,
that has been.
I don't like you be scared to touch stuff or breathe. It's like sick almost. It just I don't know if you've seen the video of that dude that was spraying fart spray on the train and the girl was like in front of him crying because it was so stinking. That's how I be feeling.
Now that is, that got me weak.
She's like, that's how she didn't feel safe. She didn't feel safe. She thought she was going to die.
My reaction will always be the girl in the mask. When she put on her coworker's mask. Like, I get sick. I get sick and I get angry because what's happening?
She immediately made a mistake.
I need to know what that mask smelled like. I don't normally want to know what stinking stuff smells. More importantly, what did this person's face and mouth smell like for your reaction to be that reaction? Was they sucking on the mask or something? Video. Like, what was happening?
I know he saw that video and told her to take it down.
they definitely were not friends after that no more.
Right. Take that shit down. Got people out here thinking my mouth stinking. That shit was stinking, dog.
Got people. I told you I loathe stinking breath because my name starts with an H. I hate it.
Hello, Hope.
Hey, Hope. Oh my God.
Shit, get an extra push from the diaphragm coming out.
Yeah, because you got that O in there, so you got H and O, so you got.
Right.
Like you have to make your mouth hope. Like it's in full breath. Hey,
and then when people try to whisper in your ear and it just like wrap around your face like a hand. It's like
I'd turn around and do one of them ninja moves if you whisper in my ear. And you know how they do that? They jab you in the throat real quick. Don't come.
Do the noosum on them.
Get back. The only. Cause what do you mean? Why is you, brush the back? Get back there. Get. Brush the back video of that tongue.
One dude. I'm going to try to find it. Well, he stuck out his tongue. He had a long ass tongue. And they was like, oh my God, is that thrush?
Yes, I remember that.
That bitch was white and furry everywhere.
You was trying to be sexy and we was concerned. Nigga, do you right. have?
You need what to go get checked. Right. Oh. Something is growing in there.
You got that clicker mouth. Nigga, you know, something is... That is mushrooms.
There's only one more thing I wanted to say because I wanted y'all to go check this out. Marvin Sapp is getting ready to release a new single called Close the Doors. And once it comes out, I just wanted everybody to go check that out so he could get the 40K he needed for the house of the Lord, okay? That was all. Let the church say amen. Speaking of $40,000.
We all going to hell. This is so much. I am embarrassed.
Speaking of $40,000, make sure y'all go get that single, listen to it, and stream it so he can get his 40K.
Because
it's for the Lord, you know.
Crazy.
But anywho, speaking of money, this question comes up a little bit more just because of the current climate we're in. But do you feel like financial freedom is something that most people can aspire to today? Or what even does that mean to you?
As hopeful as I would like to be and say that it is, I'm honestly not sure. There's a part of me that wants to say maybe, but I feel like the system as it is has to crash first. We can't function the way things are going as a society now because this is not meant for, like, humans cannot be successful in the current climate as it is now. It's just not going to happen.
This isn't meant for long term.
Yeah. This isn't meant for any term. Like this, too many people are suffering, and it's gonna, not only is shit about to break, but I think it's gonna break in ways that we've not seen before. People often talk about the stages of capitalism, and you hear the term late capitalism quite a bit, late stage capitalism, and look up the author who wrote about it. Like, this is actually based off of a theory. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but it basically a lot of what he was saying has already come to fruition, and like we're seeing it in real time. I don't think what's happening now as a society, specifically referring to America, I just don't think it's sustainable.
It never was.
I told you before, I already hate the term cost of living because, like, girl, what? I'm definitely more of a socialist. So, like, socialism is more my bag. And it's always funny when you hear people talk about capitalism, socialism, communism. And I'm like, y'all don't even know what these terms actually mean. So
he just be throwing them out and they contradict each other. He's a right. Marxist, socialist, communist.
Yeah, like learn what things mean before you form opinions about them. To me, financial freedom is just comfortability. It is, if I want to take a vacation, I can take a vacation. Maybe I can't go to the most grandiose place, but I can go somewhere nice, and I can, you know, I have security. That's a big thing too. Like, if something happens, I can survive for 6 months. Like, I have like a savings account to where I can bounce off of if something was to happen.
Yes.
That to me is financial freedom. Like, there'll always be worry because money exists. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds
that shit happens.
Crazy, right? Yeah, like you could lose everything tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Most of us, even those of us who, again, they consider me middle class, like, girl, whatever the fuck that means. Most of us are a paycheck or two away from losing everything. Yep. And that's those of us who are doing not okay, but like we're making it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think to me, That freedom looks like security. That freedom looks like the ability to rest when you need it. Actually, the funny thing is, to me, freedom looks like decentering the thought of having it in the first place. Like,
there you go.
Having enough of it to where, like I said, if something was to happen or you need to do something, that it is not the first thing that, like, that it doesn't add more stress to whatever's happening. So that's my answer, long story short.
That's exactly what it is for me too. Financial freedom is everything that I need is taken care of. My bills, I got a roof over my head, clothes on my back, food to eat. I ain't got to worry about nothing in the household. And I can still do what I want to do on the side. And if some shit happens, something was to pop off, I'm able to take care of it without being, you know, without being strained. That's financial freedom to me. And to be honest, like, my own opinion on if that's something that's still attainable, I'm going to say for the majority of us, I like to stay optimistic, so I would say yes, everything is possible, but do I feel like that's something that's attainable for the majority of us? Not necessarily. I feel like you need to make a certain amount of money, and they say like $75,000 a year. Ooh. This was a study a few years ago, is like enough for you to have everything you need and still do what you want to do.
I would definitely challenge that.
That's a good amount of money. Don't get me wrong. That is great. That's a great salary to have, especially if you were somewhere in the South. Most of the time when you make more money, you have your bills are somewhat bigger. You might have a house, a car. You may have a kid or two. These things take up some of that income, and you can't put back as much as you need to feel safe for that 6 months if some shit was to go down. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Or even if whatever happened was prolonged a little bit more than 6 months, how would you take care of it? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think my definition of financial freedom doesn't, I don't think it exists for the majority of people. I think you need to make an absurd amount of money to just be okay.
To be okay, comfortable okay, yeah. To me, I think, mm-hmm. Again, and I love that you brought up like having kids and like, cause these are things that make a difference. Cause like with what I'm making today, if that had been the 1990s, baby, living good.
What you say?
Living good.
Great.
Family of they got three kids, husband and a wife. Like,
and another family.
On the side. On the other side. On the side.
You got one family up in Vermont, the other one down in Alabama.
And it would have been okay. Today, honestly, especially with the way things are trending, I would say to be comfortable, you got to make at minimum close to 100K, which is crazy. That's actually crazy. Because even in the South, I mean, you're talking about in the South, but think about your rent where you at back home is kind of similar to here, and this is a massive ass city. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like, rent across the board is up more. People are paying more for light bills. People are paying more for car insurance. People are paying, car notes are insane. Okay.
Car notes are crazy.
People are paying.
I got lucky. I bought my car in 2021. My payments are $415. Thank you, Jesus. Because if I had been any later, my God, today.
People paying $600-$700 for a car note. Fuck you.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You are paying rent. That's right. Crazy.
So, well, depending on where you at, because like I said, my rent is triple that. But like, and that's the thing, my rent is triple that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many groceries. So this guy did this on TikTok probably last year when shit started getting a little out of hand. But he did like a comparison of like his grocery list. He did like the same exact DoorDash list that he did back when COVID first started and we was ordering stuff from these different places to like now. The price difference was half. So it went from being like $50 to like $100. I think, as a matter of fact, I think the total was like $53 to like $102 for the same shit. The list was the same. I said, listen, this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a problem. So I'm just disappointed because I think the reason that it affects us millennials, particularly in some of the older Gen Z kids, the ones, born in the 90s, is because we saw what could have been.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up in an era where we saw what could have been, and we also saw it just crash and burn. Like we saw
multiple times now.
Yeah, like we saw the potential, and then we saw it just ripped away from us, and it sucks. It sucks. I'm lucky. I'm in a field that's constantly evolving. Like it is constantly growing. I'm licensed, so that helps. So I can take that with me anywhere I go. But like, it's rough out here. It's rough. And people need to also learn to be more compassionate too. People talk about, oh, this person is broke, or this person got that, this got that. Listen, with what I make an hour, you would think I shouldn't be broke. Bitch, I have my days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let something pop up that's a couple of $100 unexpected. That's going to hurt me.
It makes a dent.
Yeah. And it's just like
shit.
Yeah. Listen, and it's just like you don't know what people are going through. So stop making assumptions. And honestly, just act with a little bit more emotional intelligence and empathy. That's not going to hurt you. It's really not going to hurt you.
I don't even know what that is about calling people broke and stuff, child. I know it sounds great in music. Or in a music video, but child, that's not the majority of our real lives.
It's, bitch.
I'm broke. What do you mean?
I'm broke.
Brokey.
I am a brokey.
I took a lot of shit, but I am broke. I got enough money to take care of me and do what I want to do. That's what I got.
I am thankful for my mom. I am thankful for my brother. Like, and I mean, I still want to have my own. I mean, hell, I moved away so I could be in my own space and these niggas followed me here. But, you know, and my door is always open. Like, I'm not ever going to let my family be without.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, even in our living situation now, we have a much bigger place, much nicer place. This is pretty, you know, it's decent. And it's just, like, maintaining that shit is expensive. You mentioned something earlier, you know, like, the more you make, the more expensive things get. And it's just, like, it's hard. But you know something else that really sucks, that people often talk about money, but what people don't talk about enough about is credit. Credit is the goddamn devil.
It is.
And I hate it. I hate the concept behind it. I hate it. I hate it. And like, even its origins, like most people don't know credit didn't even become a thing until the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, what happened to just like trusting people who work? In like,
right,
like the middle class,
you
like
verify the workplace.
You know the paychecks are coming. Like,
right.
The way things are set up is not, like I said earlier, it's not sustainable. I don't think it's sustainable at all.
It's not made with people in mind. It's just made with sucking more money out of everyone involved. That's what the design is. But I would say, especially when it comes to credit, I honestly wish that probably didn't come into effect until a person turned 30. Because you be out of your goddamn mind from the time you're able to use it until the light switch comes on. Somewhere around late 20s to 30.
Yeah,
is when
sure.
The light switch comes on. Like, okay.
Let me make some better
decisions.
This
is real life. I'm not invincible and shit needs to, you know, needs to happen. But my relationship with money now is a little bit better. Another thing people talk about a lot is budgeting. And I want to say this because like we've been saying so far, everybody, a lot of the people we've known didn't have a whole lot of money. So budgeting wasn't a thing. And I honestly feel like if you're running on a deficit in general, budgeting is not, that's not an option for most people. And I do hate when people say, like, you got a budget, just allocate this amount of money for this. bitch, I don't have, you know, I don't have enough money for this already. So what is my budget?
But I was going to say, where am I going to, where's the allocation coming from? Where am I going to move this from that?
There you go. Like when I worked at my old job and some of those girls had like two kids and I know what they're making. I know what your paycheck is. And they're like, I don't know how I'm going to pay for daycare this week. First of all, that should be a fucking crime. What they charge these people for daycare. My God, today. That's the hustle right there. Open up a goddamn daycare. Damn. Y'all Ooh. Paying rent and a car note. In Ray, 1 month.
You almost sent me on a spiral. I'm going to just pull myself back because you know how I feel about that.
My damn. But thinking about that, I know what you make. You got to have your kids in daycare. You got to pay your rent. You got to pay your light bill. And a lot of the times it's just, you know, it's just them. How does a budget fit into that? Tell me. And one of the things, also when I worked at that place, when I got into a leadership role, they would have these leadership meetings ever so often. And one of them was a lady. I want to say her name so bad. I ain't never just wanted to mace somebody in the face so bad before while they talk. This is like the perfect example of like, feeling, being in a room you don't necessarily belong in and actually feeling it when people are speaking. She got up there. Maybe she didn't know because she didn't work with us. Maybe she didn't know what people were making. But she got up there and said, talked about employees. It's not about what we're paying them. It's about what they do with it. And went over all this financial literacy stuff. And I'm just looking around and everybody's agreeing. And I'm like, girl.
Friend, them people piss me off.
What the hell are you talking about? And everybody's, oh yeah. Like, you don't need to pay them more. They just need to be better with their friend.
You know what them people remind me of? Do you remember back when COVID was happening and they were giving out stimmies and you had them motherfuckers like, invest in some land or business. Go shut the fuck up and sit down somewhere.
Please, 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 please go away.
We don't need to pay them more money. They just need to budget the money that they have. Okay.
Right.
So, this episode will be too long if I share all my thoughts because you know how I feel about certain things.
Yep.
The way people play.
I was able to talk to my administrator after like that conversation or after that meeting, just to kind of explain like my point of view, because it was real uncomfortable to sit there knowing what people go through. This has been like a lived experience for me. What do you mean? It is about what you pay people. I'm not saying they should make $1 million a year, but people just want to live. People just want to live their life. Be able to work, spend time with their families, and have what they need. That's literally all people want.
I'm not saying they should make $1 million a year, but how much are you making? I'm pretty sure you're comfortable.
That part.
Let's talk about what you could be spending less.
You're very comfortable in your Mercedes. Just saying.
Okay.
Very comfortable.
Woo!
Meanwhile, old girl come in here. This bitch sound like a shotgun as soon as she pull up in the parking lot. She don't know if she's going to be able to make it day to day.
Friend, listen.
Just doing what you can with what you got.
When you roll in a parking lot on that last wind of gas. <It's> a,
pow! Scare everybody. People but like yeah, they like to do that. So the only thing I would say, if you can budget, then of course try to budget. But I think some of it, the bigger folks is, I guess, would be like, if at all possible, if you see a way, try increasing income and lowering some of the bills that aren't like necessary, if that's possible at all. But if you can't budget, do the best you can until you're in a better situation. That's the most I can say. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
Right.
Because
everybody needs help at some point.
Everybody needs help at some point. And that's just is what it is. Don't let people bully you out of buying your latte or your coffee, because that might be an investment in your mental health that day.
Right.
You might actually need that. That might be the thing that keep you from putting your hands on somebody. So do what you got to do to make it.
And
try to make it better, but do what you got to do to make it. It's the only advice I have.
And you saying that brings me to something I said some episodes back ago, and I want to recap on what I said, because I don't want it to be taken out of context. I said a lot of people are poor because of themselves, because they make bad decisions. Now, what I meant by that was, obviously, y'all know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, going back to that, what we were talking about earlier about China airing America out about throwing on these tags, black people, we have a problem, and we need to really have this conversation. Because like Atticus was just saying, you know, we got this whole brokey, like we got this whole thing, like, oh, this nigga broke, this nigga ain't. How many of us are actually broke? Let's be the fuck for real for a minute. How many of us are making it quite literally paycheck to paycheck? A lot more of us are than those who aren't, to be frank. Yes. And a lot of those
spending money. Yeah.
And even
to
some
keep
of those
up with something.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I'll interrupt.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
If you're spending money to keep up with something, just to keep up with like a look or an image, you're spending money for other people, basically.
Hello.
For stuff that doesn't matter to you. Because, bitch, if I was rich, you couldn't pay me to buy a diamond. I'm going to have fake jewelry. Always. It shines just the same.
I can't say that. I would definitely buy a few luxury items. The first ignorant thing I would buy is a Leica. I would absolutely buy a Leica.
That's different.
Is it though?
Yes, it is. It's a very different. Okay. For one, this is how I feel about the expense of jewelry per se. I feel like jewelry is bought to show off. That's why I feel like people buy jewelry. So I'm gonna buy a $500,000 chain just so you know I got money. But that chain really has no other function other than like showing you my status. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The camera, that is a whole different story. It costs a lot because it's a fucking excellent camera and it's actually useful outside
of.
This is true. That's what I meant. My bad.
No, it's all right. But like, you think about it, granted, you know, Leicas are amazing cameras and stuff like that, but like this Sony can do the same thing. It's probably $2,000 cheaper. Or depending on if you get one of the M series, it's a hell of a lot cheaper. Some camera damn near $10,000. But like what we come to realize, one of my favorite sayings, and I don't know if I just came up with this bullshit and then being in one of my philosophical moments or what, I think I did, but like, I say this often, and I have to remind myself of this often. You don't need a lot to have enough.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a lot to have enough. Sometimes you have everything you need, and the only thing you think you need is the things that you want. Those two things are not the same.
That is true.
When I say black people have a problem is when we have the ability to save money or try to make any type of planning option, which is not often. That's the unfortunate part. It's not often, but when we do, and I'm not saying don't treat yourself, because like Atticus just said, bitch, I am here for treating yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. Be responsible, but treat yourself because you're a human and you probably fucking deserve it. But
yes,
if your damn wisdom teeth is rotten from the inside of your mouth, don't go buy no damn Gucci belt. Don't go buy them $230 pair of Jordan. There's other priorities. That's all I'm saying. Like, we get in a situation to where now this tooth in the back of my mouth is falling the hell out. My face swole up. I got an infection in my face.
Like a sewer.
Right. Like, shit is terrible. And now I'm broke because I don't have any money, but I just spent this money on something. You know what I'm saying? Or you know you got this bill, but I really want to go to this concert. Or I really want to do this. And again, I'm not saying live your life, but what I am saying is be responsible. Because remember, every action has a reaction. So if you do something now and you're not thinking proactively, then the only other option is a reactive option. So make sure that reactive option isn't something that you're going to isn't regret. Essentially, like now you're upset and you're in this mode of regret. And I'm speaking from personal experience because it's like, damn, if I had just done this then, or if I had taken care of this then, I could have prevented the situation from being what it is now or something much worse. So I think ultimately we have to, especially as a community, learn to prioritize things, make better financial decisions when you have the money and the ability to do so. Again, I'm not saying don't treat yourself, because like I said, in most cases you deserve it, and you deserve it for just being here. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, especially when you're doing things by yourself, or you're listen, we wear ourselves out. We wear ourselves down all the time, but be aware and be smart. That's what I'm saying. And going back to that episode from some months ago, I just didn't want it to be taken out of context, because I know it could have been taken out of context and seemed a bit harsh, but that is essentially what I meant. Like, prioritize, use common fucking sense. Because again,
like you said earlier, credit really is king too. Cause it ain't like having the money to buy something and then the credit ain't good enough to buy it. It's crazy.
And now you put yourself in a different situation, right? Mm-hmm. Credit shot out. You don't have the money to do it. It gets to a point where it's things that you need that you can't do because you have no options. Make sure you allow yourself those options and figure out how to fix stuff if you can. You may not need 12 credit cards. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may only need two, and hell, you may not need them to, like, use common sense. Just think proactively versus reactively, because not all the times that we react is it going to work in our favor.
Listen, if you're in a place to receive this and you can actually hear, baby, get you a credit card. Get a single credit card. Use it and pay it regularly.
Yes.
Don't be like me, because I got carried away. They offered me that credit, and I used it and was paying it, and they just kept offering me more, which I felt like I was rich. I felt like I was rich for real until I had maxed all them bitches out and couldn't pay them back.
So, and it comes up on you fast.
Yes, it comes up on you fast. So if you can, get you one and do what you do with that one. Use it sparingly and, like, pay it back to build the credit up. But don't get carried away, because, baby, I was carried away. I was on Aladdin's carpet riding through this bitch until it ran out of gas.
A whole new world.
Brokey.
Which
they're all nice. Right. They're all nice, and they're your friend while you're paying, as soon as you can't pay.
Insufficient form. You ain't got no money. Woo.
Everybody's tone a little bit different when you broke. That's another thing. Be nice to people. Damn. Like you were saying earlier, be nice to folks.
It costs nothing. It really costs nothing. Again, baby, you could in this market.
You're
how many
one
of these people
away.
Have these good federal government jobs that Musky Rat came in and just swooped that out? Now, they in the process of suing him, and they trying to hire folks back, and it's a whole shit show of a circus. But, like,
how
girl,
long is this taking, and how much income you losing in the process?
That part.
And if you alone and wasn't prepared for such an event, which most of us aren't, that's a blow.
And don't have no family in the mix. Don't have no health condition in the mix. Don't listen. Be empathetic. It goes a long way. We don't know, especially in these days and times. Mm-hmm. People is going through it. So, like, let's work together and not against each other until the system crashes and burns. Because, again, like, the way things are, as bad as capitalism is, and we're about to learn the hard way when these other countries take us out of the trading market and start working solely with each other, we're fucked. So, but again, so many of y'all, I'm pretty sure the majority of our listeners, because if you're listening to The White Refrigerator, I know which way you most likely teetered. But to the ones who didn't, is America great yet?
For anybody. For anybody. Another thing I'd like to, just like a piece of advice, I guess. When it comes to money, if you do have, like, enough money to save occasionally, one thing I would recommend that's done pretty good for me is if you're able to, like, if you direct deposit your checks and you're able to separate that into two separate accounts. I have like a savings account at a different bank from the one I house the rest of my money in. That way I don't see it, because if I see it,
spending,
I might have a little bit of self-control issue still. I'm working on that. God ain't done with me yet. We getting there. So if I don't see it, it's more likely to stay there. So if you do have like enough income to do something like that, that's a good move. It works for me. Another thing, this might sound a little bit controversial, but if you get in over your head and you really ain't got no other options, these things might sound terrible, but like, bankruptcy is an option, child. Wealthy people file bankruptcy.
All the time.
You gonna take a hit at first, but
the president did it four times.
The president. Don't let nobody try to shame you into do what you got to do for you. Fuck these other people.
Period.
Don't be buying stuff to show off to people. Fuck them. Buy stuff for you that helps you, makes you better, makes you feel good, and live your life. Do the best you can. That's all I got for you.
And live your life. That is really that simple. Live your life.
Mm-hmm. Do the best you can with what you best you can with what you got. Okay. In the words of Mariah.
The words of Mariah was telling.
I love her. But that's about all I got for this subject.
Yeah, I think that's all I got for this shit for this episode. What about you, Frank? You got anything else?
No, that's about it for me. Just remember to go get that single, Close the Door, when it drops, so we can get him this $40,000 he needs for his church and for him to keep his Rolex, okay? Amen.
I hate it here.
Amen.
And
who's that devilish looking pastor that bought the airplane and they questioned him about it, and he looked like Lucifer himself?
You talking about, was it a black man?
He was a white man.
You talking about, I know exactly who you talking about, because that nigga do look like a demon in the face.
He looks like the devil. I don't know what type of work he done on his face, but that nigga looks like Lucifer.
Friend, he always looked like that.
That's crazy. And y'all listen to him? Oh my God.
Child, that's a damn
man. That face don't scare you?
That's all I got, y'all. That
nigga look like the nigga who made Chucky. All right. Bye, y'all. See y'all next week.
See y'all next week. Bye. Peace.